We're on the record for some after talk. Hi, everybody.
What do you want to start with?
Well, first of all, next week I'm in Belgium. So no me on the show.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's right. Remember, that is, right? You're correct.
Yep. And then the week after that, last Miami Vice. So.
Wait, if you're not here next week, does that mean...
Should we do something else, or
should we do something instead of Miami Vice?
Should we do the heavy lifting?
I mean, you guys can decide to do something else, and we do free fall the week after. That's up to you.
We don't have to pick right now, I guess we
kind of
should.
Yeah. Well, if it's gonna be you and me, Bri, is there like a movie or something?
Do we already talk about the entire season of What We Do in the Shadows now that I got caught up? Or
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing.
We did that on After Talk last
time. You're not watching Lower Decks, right? That's something that I've only been watching with
me. Yeah, I haven't. Oh, I did finish Our Flag Means Death.
You know what? I haven't. So I'll.
Let's
I'll,
do that.
We're going to talk about that. Oh, you haven't. See, I wanted to talk about that with you guys right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you could spoil me. Let me guess. What? They're pirates, but they very rarely do pirate things. They mainly talk about their feelings.
It's a romantic show. It's a romantic show.
At least keep up the veneer of pretending to be a pirate show.
But it's not. It's a romance show. You want it to lie to you? It's a
lie.
Yes. I don't think that should be your replacement for Miami Vice next week, if that's what the conversation. That should still be an after talk.
I mean, I you guys could spoil me on everything on that one.
Let's talk about it and we'll just not do it next week. What did you think about the end, Tom, of Our Flag, episode 8? They shack up together.
I thought it pulled it back together somewhat. I almost feel like that was a better ending to the series than to the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I could see that, like, and they lived happily ever after, restoring the inn. Like, I'd be fine with that. I'd be happy with that. I'd be happier with that as if that was the end. Knowing that they're going to do another season, I'm like, oh, really?
Well... Like, I tried to look this up. They haven't been renewed for a third season, though the creator said
they haven't been approved. But they were the things I read where they said next season would be the last one.
Yeah.
So maybe this is a trapdoor in case they didn't get renewed. That they're like, we feel fine leaving it there. In which case, I respect that
because it's on Max. I mean, HBO Max ain't got the best record for keeping original shows going.
Specifically, going into a third season, was it Hacks that did two seasons?
Oh no, Hacks is still on, I believe.
Oh, really?
I was wrong.
They just stopped down shooting because of the strikes.
Right.
I remember we were talking about how many of these agreements like accelerate the payments as they get to season 3. And as a result, a lot of things mm-hmm. are hitting only two seasons, but
yeah, which is true too. I mean, Raised by Wolves, I wouldn't be surprised if Raised by Wolves was that. We're just like, they figured they would do two seasons and then see how bad the second season was.
I'm not sure why I had to see Blackbeard become a fisherman.
I mean, that was such a short.
Well, I think that's what bugs me. It's like, well, then why did we even do it?
Okay, yeah, I can like see that. Because they do play it off.
And the season ended there. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's a cliffhanger. But instead, he just annoys that guy and then goes right back and makes up with Steed. So,
yeah. The balance on this season feels wrong. I don't know if it got.
Yeah.
If it got mussed up because of the writer's strike or what.
I think it was all done ahead, though.
Oh, maybe. Because I get it. Like, I understand. Like, it is not season one, and it's not the type of things that they were doing in season one. And
and you got to do different things. You can't just do season one again, or we'd be sitting here complaining like, oh, it's just season one, just not as good. So,
And also it's an ensemble show.
Directions.
It's an ensemble show, so now they have to have...
Yeah.
Now, all you could do is support 8 different plot lines because you have this huge main cast. And I like some of the main cast, but not in like an Orange is the New Black kind of way where I thought everyone was killer.
I think I asked this previously, and of course I'm speaking blindly because I haven't wrapped it up, but I will by next week. Is there any character that we fear or hate?
Well, I mean, it's the season end, so it kind of wraps things up.
Because I mean, thought that's the
British,
what they were
it's
setting
the British
up with.
General who blew up all the ships that you fear and hate.
Oh,
that,
yeah, the nose.
That's the guy.
No nose guy.
With the nose, yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of he's kind of the antagonist. They don't.
And he's winning through most of the episode.
Yeah.
I guess I would have figured they would have made the Chinese pirate queen.
Well, no,
that's what I thought.
They put her in the cast.
Then they made her a friend, which I was actually fine with because we had the British thing. I'm like, that's too many. But then why didn't we have her become their friend earlier? And they could have all teamed up and that would have been more interesting and fun. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seemed like they wasted her introduction.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I wouldn't have minded 2 or 3 more episodes of being afraid of her because I thought, like, I was almost afraid when she was like, oh my God, what a badass. Like, they're having slave labor drag the ships across the Panama Isthmus or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, I was ready for that. But short of that, I would have been like, well, then use her earlier instead of setting her up as a villain, then just kind of letting her adrift.
Yeah. That must have been because they wanted her to end up on the crew of like not be it's I lost it.
Complicated.
It's so friends cool. It's an enemies to friends instead of friends to lovers story with Jang.
Yeah.
Speaking of friends, RIP.
Ay caramba.
Yep. In less than a year older than me, so also less than a few miles from me, so very hitting home.
At that age,
I'm not the same.
With a very public struggle with addiction in a hot tub, I don't know. It takes weeks to do a toxicology report. I'm pretty sure I can guess what it's going to say.
I have no thoughts about the dead man.
Matthew Perry, I believe, claimed that he has absolutely no memory of season 3 of Friends because he was drinking so much. Then he wrote a memoir about getting sober and all that stuff. And he was somebody who at this point, I think everybody was rooting for. But if I were to speculate wildly without anything other than my own personal experiences, in a hot tub, being dead, I suspect that he fell off the wagon.
So what did you think of Rick and Morty?
I watched it twice. And I watched it
because you liked it so much, or because
you watch
you were
every episode twice,
figure it out.
I do, but I usually don't watch it twice in a row. In this case, because there's the ongoing discussion of like the voices, like I'm over the voice. Voices are good enough.
Yeah,
they're fine.
When the credits rolled this time was the first time I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about the voices, and so yeah, I think I'm fine with it. I'm like, yeah, he sounds like Rick now. Great. And Morty was barely in this episode.
Yeah, I did notice there was a little bit of the tactician in me that was wondering if like that's something they're doing on purpose to make sure that, you know, this one's more like but
and that's what I said last week.
Yep. I'm more on your side after this one. The writing a little bit I think you could have cut 3 minutes out of this episode and it would have been premium. But instead, they spent 3 minutes shouting, therapy, 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 yay you. Having said that, I didn't mind seeing Unity again as a recurring character.
Yeah, that was fun.
I didn't mind kind of unpacking the president as, you know, more of the friend side of the frenemy relationship that they had. Like I rather enjoyed the denouement where he shows up with a 6-pack and it's just like, hey man, rough, right? You know, I like that.
We may have had our differences, but yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. The reason that either of them would ever call on the other is because they can't hate each other all of the time, you know? And so yeah. they don't. The one scene that truly seemed totally useless was Summers, where she comes in and just shouts at Rick and then something about boundaries and closes the door. That was the whole reason I watched it a second time.
I didn't understand why Summer was doing that. Like it felt like I had missed something, right? Like I understand Rick shows up and everybody's like, where have you been? But the fact that it was Summer and she was so insistent, I'm like, am I missing something or are they setting something up? Like, yeah, it felt odd to me.
There is one other moment that I noticed is the first time that we met Unity. And do you remember how that episode ended where they played the sad music? It is the single darkest moment in all of Rick and Morty where you see him create a life, set up a crystal, put the life in the thing, the crystal fires and it melts this living thing into garbage. Then you see him take the dust away, put a second crystal in it, and you see him place his own head in the machine to kill himself, but he passes out and the laser rays miss him. Comparing that in his growth as a person, as you know, Dr. Wong says, you know, he's growing very slowly to the much softer, he opens up a six pack and visits the president, shows actual character growth that I thought was pretty interesting. Having said the wacky one-off character of the dude with swords for our hands and arms, boy, does that seem like a Justin Roiland character that Justin Roiland couldn't be bothered to show up for and as a result was just kind of empty to me.
Oh, I see. Like it was written for him originally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah, that felt like a throwaway. But it also didn't stick out to me because I'm like, yeah, they do like, here's a TV show taken to an extreme. Here's a character taken to extreme. Here's a TV show character taken to extreme. So I just kind of wrote it off as that in my head. I didn't really think about it.
Yeah. It's still difficult for me to divorce the production tactics that are being employed. Having said all that, I think 80% of this was a really good episode. This is a dumb complaint to have. It was rather cartoonish that the president of the United States was so desperate for approval. but
I think that's the commentary on fame. Fame is always like somebody who needs more approval than they get. And who more than the president?
Having said that, the bit where they go meta and it's like, there's the president up there right now where he's clearly watching the news seeking the approval. You could see him frowning as we disapprove of pointing that out.
Yeah, it was down for me from last week, but still enjoyable. I wasn't checking the clock constantly or anything.
I've been like behind on stuff. I've been like catching up on things in fits and starts. Like I just caught Our Flag today before the show, but I haven't kept up with Loki. I'm behind on this episode of Rick and Morty, though the other two were good.
I knew there was some other show I needed to get caught up on. I forgot.
Loki and Lower Decks are the ones that I watch immediately right now. Yeah. I mean, Rick and Morty too, because it comes out Sunday and I know we're going to talk about it. So, and I like it. But yeah, everything else, like Our Flag Means Death, I didn't watch immediately. I've got Upload and The Morning Show yet to start. Wheel of Time. There's a bunch of stuff that I have watched in the past that I'm just,
behind on.
Holding on.
A new season of Upload?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the third season?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I missed the second one.
Question of commitment. Because I feel like all of us are pretty big fans of The Boys.
Yeah.
Are we going to give a try to Gen V?
I don't feel like it.
I didn't want to say it, but then I'm just like, I'll wait to hear if it's great.
Yeah.
If it's great, I'll check it out. But for right now, I don't know.
I'm not saying that because it doesn't sound good. I'm just like, it's not something I'm like excited to watch. And so why should I make myself watch it just because it's part of the franchise?
Yeah. Cause like, I already like The Boys is a good show. The Boys is a fine show. It is a little too edgy five me. Just, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, name one show that's better that says the C word that many times.
Well, that's such a weird like metric that I don't think about shows on.
it's an unusual thing they do on that show. My daughter is looking for spooky stuff. She's, you know, 15. And she was asking for Stephen King kind of stuff.
She should check out Halloween.
Halloween would be like the original.
Oh, I just meant the holiday. October 21st.
Jason
Goblins.
But
seems made for her. Yeah.
We talked through multiple stories to read or to watch or whatever. And then all of a sudden it hit upon me like the right amount of creepy was Lock and Key. And I realized instantly it needed to be the comic book and or the graphic novel not the Netflix original.
Yeah, that seems right. That'd be my instinct too. I enjoyed the Netflix original, but
your kids might like the show. I don't know. My thing about it was that it seemed like it was made for kids.
Yeah.
And I'm
not kid at heart, but just at heart.
Sometimes I'm a kid at heart.
But none of the rest of
ultimately, you. Ultimately, I am a legal adult.
It is about how children should feel bad if their dad gets killed. So I like that part.
I mean, I did.
Okay. It's a weird character you're tracing out tonight, right? Taskmaster's still good. It's still on YouTube. It's still there.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of it. They made a lot of that shit.
I'm gonna watch the Apple announcement. Most people will have already heard it by now.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's good TV.
You guys want to bet what it is?
I was about to say this will be old news to anybody who is hearing this.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
no, I mean this is news to everyone who's hearing this. This is us officially breaking.
Oh yeah. The Apple what they store. Announced was
so fast.
You could almost do that.
Spooky.
M13 Pro, new MacBooks and iPads. Mm.
But what about what?
And a car.
What if they bring? See, they're doing it in the middle. They're doing it in prime time. That's more than just the M3 chip. I think there's some.
It's up against Monday Night Football and the World Series.
Oh.
Which going up against the World Series is not in their best interest because they have a deal with Major League Baseball. Going up against Monday Night Football, they might have some sour grapes because the NFL and them couldn't work it out for Sunday ticket, but. I don't know why they're doing it at night on Monday. It's an odd way to do it. Mm-hmm. Part of me just thinks they're like, well, it's near Halloween. Let's do it in the evening so it's spooky. Like,
let's do something
that
Halloween.
Might be all it is.
Yeah. Because I guess normally they would do it on Wednesdays instead of Monday. It wouldn't. They don't
Tuesday,
do it
on, or Tuesday or yeah. Tuesday,
and it would always be during the day, right?
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
10 a.m. Pacific. Okay,
or because also, you know, famously, it's always 10:20 a.m. on all their clocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I there was a rumor going around that they might buy a big Japanese video game developer. The word is maybe it could be Capcom because they just had a big Resident Evil thing in that last
word
keynote.
Is maybe it could be Sony.
Apple's got a lot of money. Apple's got a lot of money.
They could. They won't, but they could.
One might call them the richest company on the planet. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Just throwing it out there, just in case. This is my long shot. This is my 50-to-1 bet. Halloween, trick or treat. All the ads say so fast it's spooky. Mm-hmm. Guess what? We get a trick and a treat. The trick
it's
is
fast.
AI. They've
I mean,
made
they
a deal.
They already have AI.
They have neural networks or neural engines and like their chips for the past 6 years.
But that becomes the. The big surprise is just how good
Siri is scary fast now.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to do an AI event where they call it scary. Apple even called it scary when they announced Siri AI.
Well, they, first of all, spooky is different from scary.
They said scary fast.
Oh, scary fast.
Yeah. That's the ad. Yeah.
Oh, that would be punk rock if they leaned into scary. Yo, watch the movie Deus Ex. Anyway, here's our robot.
We're giving away Deus Ex and her for free. Go watch now.
Ex Machina. Or do you mean? Jason? Or do you mean Jason Denton? JC Denton.
Actually,
oh, well, no, wait, wait. Xbox,
like, it was.
Right.
I did mean.
And
Xbox,
they're going to buy Deus Ex.
But Deus Ex would be pretty funny too. Like, this. There's literally no happy endings. Whether it's Deus, I mean devs, Deus Ex, or Ex Machina.
Centennial Man.
Yeah.
They should make a Deus Ex movie. They should
Didn't
make a Deus Ex movie. Did they? Oh, maybe.
I think maybe somebody tried. I don't remember.
That's a cool, like, cyber techno thriller.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if Cyberpunk being so good stole their thunder.
Oh, apparently there was a script. Oh, from Scott Derrickson and C. Robert Cargill. Oh, shit.
What? There we go. That's why I remember
Whoops.
It.
Nobody sent him this clip.
Oops. I guess Derrickson walked away.
Scotch is on me. Sorry.
Oh, you know why? That's because they went on and did a little something called Doctor Strange. So,
yeah, okay, there
that's
we
gonna
go.
Do it.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll distract one.
But you
that's
could
wipe it from your memory.
But the Deus Ex universe, those games, the sequels games that they've been making, are good too. Like, they could, I don't know. There's some magic in that hat. But it's Square Enix, so they don't know how to do it.
Wrong season, Bryce.
No, it's exactly
no,
correct.
No, it's the best season because witches have magic inside their hat. And I mean real magic.
There must have been
blood
some
magic.
The magical
in that
top hat.
Hat they found.
There must be witches around. There's a top hat.
There must
sex.
Have been
There's
a
top
sacrifice.
Hat
all right, look. All right, I think we're done.
All right. Okay. So no Miami Vice next week. And Brian will tell you what to watch. Forget what I said.
Yes.
Spoiler in time. I was mistaken.
Yes. Yes.
Didn't we just decide?
Decide. Well, we're gonna do Our Flag, but then we talked about Our Flag.
Okay. Well, then, what do you want to do? Do you want to real quick watch a season of
Barbie.
Invincible?
Not a whole season.
No. Okay.
Is Invincible back? I guess we could watch the first episode of Invincible.
Let me see when it comes
I would
back.
Argue against doing one episode of something you're not going to follow up on.
That's true.
Okay.
Especially when I'm constantly starting Spoiler in Time saying, freely available stuff. Yeah. Enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Then maybe, what's your favorite, what's the best Gilligan's Island episode? I've seen none of them. Just pick one. We'll watch it.
Oh, you know what? It would be the,
or I guess that's still a TV show.
No. If we could find it, we could do the Gilligan's Island long after the series ended. They did a made for TV movie where the Harlem Globetrotters played basketball against robots. So Gilligan's Island crew are all running a resort now. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I don't know.
This is the castaways on Gilligan's Island, or yes, because
I mean
no, the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island.
There you go.
That's it.
So would you rather experience peak regular Gilligan's Island?
I'll watch Harlem Globetrotters.
Okay, they have one where there's like radioactive vegetables that give them superpowers.
You're giving me too many choices here, man. I gave it to you. Pick. What's the best one?
Also, the Harlem Globetrotters one might be hard to find.
Also, yeah, it looks tough.
I'm looking on Just Watch.
Yeah. What is
Everything else is on Tubi, but the
I think there's like hypnosis episodes of Gilligan's Island.
There are two other movies they made: Rescue from Gilligan's Island, The Castaways on Gilligan's Island. Or anything else, really, just kind of a brainstorming session here.
Actually, you know what? Can we find out what is the highest rated episode of Classic Gilligan's Island?
Sure.
Here, let's see. Highest rated.
Well, here, I got it. Top rated number season 3, episode 3, Pass the Vegetables, Please.
That's the radioactive vegetables. Oh, I think I just spoiled part of it. That's the one. That's the one we should watch.
Okay. Episode 303. I'll write that down. Yes. We'll do that. I'll make sure we update that in the thing. Great. Good stuff. Do you see it anywhere? Do you see it stream? Oh, it's on Tubi. It's on Tubi. Great.
Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
There we go. All righty.
All right. Well, have a good trip, Tom.
Thanks, y'all.
Enjoy your three-hour tour.
Everybody watching.
Bye, Tom.
I hope I make it back.